السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. One of my grandmas, respected brothers, our sisters listening at the madrasa, and those listening over the receivers. On Saturday night we had one Naat Sharif, and I received quite a few requests that we should repeat that Naat Sharif. It seemed to have impacted and touched the hearts of those people that were present here, but since it was an informal majlis, so kafiyat and impacting and all that is not in my capability of power. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with His fazal and ihsan, sometimes makes certain programs impact on somebody's heart and become a means of the person's hidayat and change. It is His fazal, His ihsan, His kindness, His favor. مجال ہے کچھ بھی کر سکوں میں جو تو نہ توفیق ہے خدا دے، تیری مشیت ہے سب پہ غالب، یہ ہے سب میرے ارادے. Whatever we are able to achieve, it is with Allah تبارک و تعالیٰ's توفیق. However, Allah تعالیٰ has given us a willpower, Allah تعالیٰ has given us intelligence, Allah تبارک و تعالیٰ has given us different faculties. So we are obliged to make use of those faculties, to make use of the willpower, to make use of the strength that comes in the body, to do that which Allah Ta'ala in the Nabi Salatu Wasallam ordered in command. And make shukr to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala over His ni'mats and bounties, and make plenty of istighfar and tawbah over our weaknesses and shortcomings. So we will repeat the Naat Sharif. Because no matter how many times we repeat, we cannot really do justice to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ihsan upon Muhammad. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, we have to read Naat Sharif, his ibadat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if we discuss any aspect of his life, his ibadat. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, whether we talk about his eating, his drinking, his speech, his jihad, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's relationship with the people, his interacting with the Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ghazawat, any aspect of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life is nothing but ibadah. We have discussed sincerity and ikhlas. If we have to take the Hajj for example, look at all the detailed aspects. We're discussing Hajj past few weeks also. I think all the details of Hajj, where do we get it from? All the so-called rituals, we call it rituals, is not rituals. It's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's teaching. They undertake it in this manner or that manner. Now all those hujjaj, when they put on their ihram, all the things that are to be taken care of before the ihram, and then the labbaik, and in the procedure thereafter until you enter Makkah Mukarrama, and when you enter the Haram Sharif, and your first gaze on the Kaaba Sharif, and the du'as that we make, and those people that are then going to make Ramal, or taking the towel or sheets from under the right arm and throwing it over the left arm. Now, all these type of things and then the 7 rounds of tawaf, and then kissing the Hajri Aswad, the drinking of the Zamzam, the Maqam Ibrahim Salat, the Multazam, Safa and Marwa Sa'i, Mina Arafat Muzdalifa, the stoning of the Jamarat, you get all the details. Where do we get it? It's coming from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's example. He demonstrated it. Therefore, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he is our role model. In reality, whoever else is a role model, from the Solaha and the pious and the righteous, they only become role model. And that is if we make them our role model. So generally these days role models are film actors and actresses. For people in the sporting world, we say that they are our role model. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is the one that is to be followed. When we say role model, what does it? So therefore we repeat this Naat Sharif. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala may give means of lighting the fire of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ishq and muhabbat in my heart and your heart. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's love and muhabbat. We are excused in Quran Sharif, on the surah. أيت خير البشر أيت خير الأنام أيت خير البشر أيت خير الأنام عليك الصلاة عليك السلام. I must imagine, must picture ourselves. Allah Ta'ala has given us the power of imagination. Must picture ourselves, we imagine ourselves standing at the Rosa Mubarak and reading this, because the one who has composed it, Mawlana Habibur Rahman Luyani, and it was recited by him at the Rosa Mubarak. Therefore, alayka salatu wa alayka salam. If the person imagines himself, even though he may not have been there, but everybody knows, we have seen pictures of Nabi alayhi salatu wa Rosa Mubarak. And we all know that Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam resting place in Madina Sharif. And beneath the green dome, which Musalman hasn't seen the green dome. Some picture or the other of the green dome he has seen. So now he pictures himself that he is standing at the Rosa Mubarak and reading this Naat Sharif. The greatest after Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And this person has come so close, so close, so close to him that just a few meters, 1 or 2 meters away sometimes, he's standing right by the Jali Mubarak. It is 2 meters away. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah saw Kaina. Jameelo me ajmal, sharifo me ashraf, kamilo me akmal. Tajdar-e Madina, Ahmad-e Mustafa, Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine how close the person has come. Physically he has come so close. And yet depend how close he comes spiritually. Physically, he cannot go any further than that. Unless, of course, he is blessed with the opportunity of being one of those who sweeps inside. Ah, how fortunate those people. And sometimes that is given to those who are outwardly not even rich. They are simple people, those who go down. Therefore, where can we look down upon him? The king does not have that opportunity of making that khidmat to the Rosa Mubarak. As those people were simple, ordinary people. What about the person who is cleaning the Riyadh in general? And the person who is cleaning the Deen Hall? One person asked a question to my Shaykh, he says sometimes it's extremely hot, very, very hot, 50 degrees heat. And we have to go up and clean the Rosa Mubarak. The green room, we have to clean the Deen Hall. At that time, the others, they wear some kind of shoes and go up. What do I do? Adab of the Rosa Mubarak demands, adab of the clean room demands that I don't wear a shoe. So if I don't, then I let the feet burn. I give a spontaneous reply to that, Shaykh said, then buy one new pair of shoes. When you start climbing, then you wear the new one. And as you come down, again take it out and put it under your arm, put it in a bag, and every time that you go up, there's a new one, you come down. But how fortunate that person is. One of the workers of the Haram Sharif one day mentioned that my duty is from 6 o'clock to 2 o'clock, and sometimes from 2 o'clock to 10 o'clock, to clean those gates of Riyaz and Jannah, and that area, and the mihrab, and the mimbar, and everything that is around it. That's my duty. And he's an ordinary person, Bangladesh. I hugged him thrice. That's great, and we get this kind of an opportunity. A simple person from Bangladesh, and he's got the opportunity to help. Those are the fortunate ones, my brothers and sisters. Those are the fortunate ones. We consider that person to be very fortunate. He's got oil. Yes, if he's pious and righteous, then he's also fortunate. Real fortunate ones are these. And then there are those that go right inside the road.
أيت خير الأنام عليك الصلاة عليك السلام أيت خير البشر أيت خير الأنام عليك الصلاة عليك السلام عليك الصلاة عليك السلام عليك الصلاة عليك السلام دونوں عالم پہ رحمت ہے تیری مدام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام دونوں عالم پہ رحمت ہے تیری مدام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام ایت خیر البشر ایت خیر الانام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام دونوں عالم پہ رحمت ہے تیری مدام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام خیر البشر the best among the humankind the greatest after Allah تبارک و تعالی I explained in the Saturday night program that نبی علیہ الصلاۃ والسلام if we say that he was not human Then we will find an excuse on the day of Qiyamah and we will say, how could we follow Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? When he did not eat, he did not drink, he did not marry. Because angels don't marry, angels don't drink, angels don't eat. Angels don't go through pain and suffering. Angels don't experience happiness and joy. Angels don't have to go and do those things that we have to do as ordinary human beings. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala sent him from amongst the humankind so that he may be a role model, so that he may be an example. But just that, he was not any ordinary human being. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam hands, he put in the water, in the battle room, all the water finished. Little bit of water, he put his fingers there, water started gushing forth from his fingers, streams, pumps. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam eyes, mu'jizats, and the miracles. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his feet, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the palms of his hand. So many incidents there are. He passes the hand over one young sahabi's head, and his hair never goes grey, and the fragrance never stops. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, hair mubarak up till now, those who have got the genuine hair mubarak, we're not talking about the bogus one. There's fragrance in there up till now. Whose hair has got fragrance like that? More than 1400 years old. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, every aspect of his life. He was a human being, but very different to us. He was the closest to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So we must not reduce him to ordinary human being. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam suffered in the battle. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was beaten. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam bled profusely in Uhud. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam bled in Taif.
Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam felt pain. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam transacted business. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam married. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam felt hunger and to such an extent that the other sahabi who showed on his belly one stone, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam showed two stones on his. What kind of hunger that must be? The Nabi of Allah. He was khairul bashar. Aizu khairul bashar, aizu khairul anam. Alayka salatu, alayka salam. Dono alam pe rahmat hai teri madam. Alayka salatu, alayka salam. Rahmatul lil alam. وہ نبیوں میں رحمت لقب پانے والا مراد غریبوں کی بر لانے والا وہ نبیوں میں رحمت لقب پانے والا اللہ تعالیٰ کو دے وما ارسلنا الا رحمة للعالم what رحمت and what mercy what kind of رحمت and mercy نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام mercy for the little ones for the infants Mercy for the women, mercy for the men, mercy for the young, mercy for the old, mercy for the white, mercy for the black, mercy for the slaves, mercy for the laborers, mercy for the rich, mercy for the poor, mercy for the kings, mercy for the beggars. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, mercy for the animals, for the creatures, for insects, for everyone, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, mercy for all the worlds, the different worlds. Dono alam pe rahmat hai teri madam. Alayka salatu wa alayka salam. Aitu khairul bashar, aitu khairul anam. Alayka salatu wa alayka salam. عليك الصلاة عليك السلام عليك الصلاة عليك السلام تیرے الطاف سارے جہاں پر ہوئے تیرے الطاف سارے جہاں پر ہوئے تیرے سب فیصلے آسماں پر ہوئے تیرے الطاف سارے جہاں پر ہوئے تیرے سب فیصلے آسماں پر ہوئے تیری ہر بات میں ہے خدا کا پیام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام تیرے الطاف سارے جہاں پر ہوئے تیرے سب فیصلے آسماں پر ہوئے تیری ہر بات میں ہے خدا کا پیام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام kindness of نبی علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام Both the worlds in the Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam full of Allah and Rahmah. All the decisions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam life were made by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala guided him throughout his life. There was no question of any mistakes, of any faults, or any kind of sin, or any kind of error of judgment. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was the perfect. Teri har baat mein hai khuda ka bayan. Wa ma yanziqu ani hawa. In huwa illa wahyun yuha. Everything that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said. Teri har baat mein hai khuda ka bayan. How to lead a life in this world. How to conduct his business. How to marry. How to have walima. And how to engage in other activities of life. All he had to do was look at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Every person will find some example, the rich, the poor, anyone. Alayka salatu alayka salam. I can go explaining this all night. تیری ہر بات میں ہے خدا کا پیار. نماز، روزہ، زکات، حج، عبادات، معاملات، معاشرت، اور ٹرانزیکشن، اور ڈیلنگ، اور ایٹیکیٹ، اور مورل، ایوری تھنگ. ویئر ڈو وی گیٹ فرام؟ ہر بات میں ہے خدا کا پیار.
تجھ کو معراج میں جو ملی رفعتیں، ایسی پھر نہ کسی کو ملی عظمتیں. تجھ کو معراج میں جو ملی رفعتیں، ایسی پھر نہ کسی کو ملی عظمتیں. تو بنا ہے سبھی انبیاء کا امام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام. تجھ کو معراج میں جو ملی رفعتیں، ایسی پھر نہ کسی کو ملی عظمتیں. تو بنا ہے سبھی انبیاء کا امام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام.
جس کو معراج میں جو ملی رکھا نبی علیہ السلام بیچ نائٹ معراج، لک ایٹ دی گریٹ ارینجمنٹس دیٹ وی میڈ ٹو ٹیک نبی علیہ السلام اپ اباف سیون ہیونز. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put it, this holding of the angels coming down and the washing of the heart and the mi'raj going from Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa, then using what we term as the lift, mi'raj, and then from the first level to the second and the third and the fourth, and carries on like that until he comes to the presence of Allah. That azmat is it. Nobody in this world, not even the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, were blessed with that kind of thing. Especially in Masjid al-Aqsa, when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was made, make the imamat of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam of the past. Nowadays it has become easy for us to understand all these different concepts with the new technology. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gathered. Who was made the imam? سید الانبیاء تاجدار مدینہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And Allah تبارک و تعالی showed that you reach the heights nobody will ever reach. No matter what progress science and technology and human beings will make, but they will never be able to reach the heights that you reach.
تجھ کو معراج میں جو ملی رفعتیں، ایسی پھر نہ کسی کو ملی عظمتیں. تو بنا ہے سبھی انبیاء کا امام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام. عشق میں تیرے جو بھی ہوا مبتلا، عشق میں جو عشق میں تیرے جو بھی ہوا مبتلا، تجھ پہ پھر جان و دل سے ہوا وہ فدا، تجھ پہ پھر جان و دل سے ہوا وہ فدا. دل کی سب دھڑکنوں میں بسا تیرا نام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام، علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام.
Whoever's heart was filled with your عشق and with your محبت and your love, تجھ پہ پھر جان و دل سے ہوا وہ فدا. Look at the صحابہ اکرام رضی اللہ عنہ. They became fida, sacrificed their lives over Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Nothing was more important to them. Nobody was more beloved to them. And nobody was more precious to them than Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The woman loses her husband, she loses her father, she loses her brother. She says, just sure, tell me, is Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam all right? If he is well, and if he is still good, then all my gham, all my grief, all my sorrow is just in this world. To them, there was nobody after that. 70 sahabas wrote the history of Islam with their blood. احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے سبق لے کے پابند دست کرو. Listen to you. Loyalty of the companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Whoever came with true and sincere hearts, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala declared them radi Allahu anhu wa radu anhu. On the other hand, the munafiqeen and hypocrites, they came very close physically. And they used to sing loudly also praises of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam these are hypocrites. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam did not chase them. They were still treated as Muslims. Because if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had ordered that they be put to the sword because of the hypocrisy, the people would have said that Muslims were put to the sword. They even accompanied Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the battle of Uhud. Of the 1,300 of them were hypocrites. Therefore this physical closeness is not sufficient. There should be ikhlas, sincerity, loyalty, truthfulness.
Ishq mein tere jo bhi hua mubtala, تجھ پہ پھر جان و دل سے ہوا وہ فدا, دل کی سب دھڑکنوں میں بسا تیرا نام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام.
The heartbeat of Allah, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم.
حسن میں تجھ سا سارے جہاں میں نہیں, حسن میں تجھ سا سارے جہاں میں نہیں, فضل میں تیرا ہم سر زماں میں نہیں, فضل میں تیرا ہم سر زماں میں نہیں, ہو کسی میں کہاں تجھ سا حسن کلام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام, 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 علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام.
حسن میں تجھ سا سارے جہاں میں نہیں. Who can have that kind of beauty, that kind of handsomeness? أحسن منك لم تر قط عين وأجمل منك لم تر ذي النساء خلقت مبرأ من كل عين كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء. No woman gave birth to anyone more handsome, more beautiful. Created without any defect, without any deficiency. As if you were created exactly as you. عليك الصلاة. And where can a person have that kind of sweetness in his speech, and that kind of impact in his speech, and that kind of nur in his speech, as Rasulullah says. And puzzle the world who can hear this.
عشق و مستی کی منزل تیری ذات ہے, میری سوچوں کا حاصل تیری بات ہے, جن و انس و ملک سب ہیں تیرے غلام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام, علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام, Alayka salatu alayka salam. Everyone became a ghulam of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jinn o ins o malak, jinnat, insan, farishtat. Ishq o masti ki manzil teri zaat hai. Meri socho ka haasil teri baat hai. Jinno inso malak sab hai tere ghulam, alaika salatu alaika salam, alaika salatu alaika salam, alaika salatu alaika salam. Teri sohbat mein jo bhi koi aa gaya, teri sohbat mein jo bhi koi aa gaya, راز وہ معرفت کے سبھی پا گیا راز وہ معرفت کے سبھی پا گیا ہے صحابہ سبھی تیرے عالی مقام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام
Sahaba-e Kiram radiyallahu anhu ajmain who was in the ikhlas, the sincerity in the sohbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, their status also became such that all the awliya of the world and all the solaha of the world and the shuhada of the world put together, they cannot reach the stage of just an ordinary sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. What kind of status? Just looking at Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, just one gaze in the state of iman, fell on the Mubarak face of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that gaze was so precious and so priceless that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave that person the status of the sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even if that one gaze after that person passed away and didn't make one namaz, didn't fast, didn't get an opportunity to read Quran Sharif, nothing, just accepted Islam, one gaze upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and passed away. All the awliya of the world can't reach his face. So what about those who stayed in his company for a long period of time with ikhlas? And from amongst them, what about the Khulafa'i Rashideen?
Teri sohbat mein jo bhi koi aa gaya, raaz wo maarifat ke sabhi pa gaya, اے صحابہ سبھی تیرے عالی مقام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام تیرے در پہ جو آ کے ملا ہے سکون تیرے در پر جو آ کے ملا ہے سکون اس کی لذت تو فرحت کا میں کیا کہوں اس کی لذت تو فرحت کا میں کیا کہوں کہہ کے صلی علی جا کا ہو اختتام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام
The sukoon that I found when I came to your Rosa Mubarak, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where can I describe in words the enjoyment, the farahat, the ecstasy? Where can it be described in words? The vocabulary of the languages of the world cannot do description. Therefore, my only desire is that the end of my life be also here. Whilst I recite As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Habibullah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya khayra khalqillah, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya rahmatan lil alamin, As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya shafi'a al-muslimin, As-salatu was-salamu alayka يا خاتم الأنبياء
كيف صلي على جاك هو اختتام عَلَيْكَ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ عَلَيْكَ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَيْكَ السَّلَامُ تیری معراج عرش بری تک ہوئی میری معراج قدسی زمین تک ہوئی او اسی جائے اقدس میں میرا قیام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام یا رضی اللہ یو معراج رائٹ اباؤٹ سیون ہیونز مائی معراج ان ہیون یور فیٹ سائڈ ابھی یو مبارک زمین اینڈ ناؤ یا نبی اللہ دعا اللہ تبارک ہوتا آج در پہ تیرے ہے صدائے حبیب روز محشر ہو تیری شفاعت نصیب ہو عطا دست رحمت سے کوثر کا جام علیک الصلاۃ علیک السلام 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 یا رب صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم یا رب صل وسلم دائما على حبيبك خير الخلق الله الله ایسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله اب تو رہے بس دادا میں آخر ورد زبان ہے میرے لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول اللہ یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے
مستحب غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے. مستحب غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے. Allah, 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 Allah. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندہ. تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ کہوں تیرے کرم آیا. تیرے در پر تیرا بندہ کہوں تیرے کرم آیا. سید الانبیاء والمرسلین صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم واصحاب یا ارحم الراحمین یا ارحم الراحمین یا ذا الجلال My beloved Allah, my Rahim, most most compassionate, forgive each and every one of us, forgive each and every one of us, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, whom are the fathers. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara. Extremely weak servant of yours, my beloved Allah, who has this way of dust from the ground. My beloved Allah, don't turn away your glance of mercy. Where do we go? There is no other ground that we can have. There is no other home where we can live. If a beggar is chased from one home, he can still go to another. If a dog is kicked from one home, he can still go there. We are kicked from your door. My Allah. If we are rejected at your door, we are chased from your door. If the glance of mercy and rahmat is turned away at your door, then my Allah, the door is there for us. Mere siwa hamara koi sahara. forgive the sins of our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our hands, and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, open the floodgates of your mercy and rahmah. Open the floodgates of your forgiveness. Give dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. My beloved Allah. Sawadi and youth in their lives, everything going for them. But they have come to listen to the to make this Allah. And now they have raised their hands before you, and Allah, thinking of your mercy. You are watching the tears. You are not asleep. We haven't raised our begging bowls before some idol that does not see us, listen to us, help us. This very moment you even know the thoughts that crossing our minds. You know our youth, you know our middle age. You know our old age. You know where our life has been spent. You know what we have seen. What we have spoken, where our feet have walked, what our hands have touched. And love of Allah, where He will pray upon our mind. We are not bragging about our sins, usually not forgiveness of sins. Then there is an acknowledgement. We are acknowledging every sin of ours. Make a decision to make us yours, to take us out of the vice pits, to distance us from all the evils. Ya Allah, create a barrier between us and sins. Don't let any kind of enjoyment cut our lives, engage in sins. Let our enjoyment be rather deep and tilawat, salat, zakat, hajj, fast, fulfillment of the rights of parents, wives, and children, of the poor, of the needy, of the destitute. This is in the health, your creation, the love of Allah, in our habits, in our heart. Distance us from nafs and shaykh. Nafs or shaykh, don't want to build that high shaykh. Amen. Those who are sick and aged, we are spiritually sick, we are blessed. Bless us with shifa from all our evils. Those who are weak in strength, those who are financial difficulties, those who have no children, bless them with pious children. Those who have children, give their children strength, fast for salat. Those who are planning for Hajj or left for Hajj, make their Hajj full of ruins. Remove all obstacles from their minds. Accept the tawaf, the Arab, and the Wadi, and the Wadi. Accept, my beloved Allah, the Tayyab, and the Arab, and the Wadi. Accept the Ziyarat of Nabi Abraham, so the Wadi. Ayyad of the Ayyad. Remove the difficulty, hardship, pain, and suffering of mankind, now we know. Especially the Ummah of Nabi Muhammad Palestine, Israel, Pakistan, Pakistan, Sudan, Kashmir, کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے کیا مانگ میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس یہی راہ all the mystery corruption, the Allah, the Allah, us and the Ummat of Nabi Paak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them compatible, pious, righteous, and partners. Those who are writing examination, bless them success in their examination. Bless us for all. Protect them from the fitnas of the You are well aware of the good wishes, the desires, the aspirations of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand for his partner. You are puzzled with your actions and desires to fulfill the wishes. You are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships that they have suffered if you have raised his or her hand this partner. After his words, remove the difficulties. وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم ان الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا ايها الذين امنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون السلام على المرسلين.